Platforms no air available. Share YouTube and Facebook, Modern Ghana. And what you know, Facebook Live, see your honor. They also, you know, this will drop your comments. Nina, your honor. I can kind of come on, idea about. Just don't be left out of this show. Because don't miss this our show where you really miss a lot. When is it ending? With his authority as the first gentleman of the land, the instructor said, MDC said, oh, I'm going to put them on me now. Such a BOBSCBI, all waterways to be on. It should be pulled down. Pull them down. Strong weather. In the course of the week, you know, idea. At Chimota Forest, I want some so ebay. And he could see Brebay and the Penny for a sign to me or more. Our Bamuntino, from Fadia home because what's no more for Bangana, Japan, the brow man for the Egusu Eddie here. Kobani say, where the four and answer, who are Bam and our cabinet drew Mudia. Bangana, Japan, the Lutimi Fadmaniana. So we can accord the brow, who are John or anybody because Kodjo who's a free, the game at all. And so, yeah, yeah, from a political point of view, and also from a very technical and for that matter, current affairs point of view, no, we do strongly believe, say, there is a bit of conflict of interest. For instance, a broke forestry commission, Penny Pano, and as animal to a course. And a bit about that one, the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources request for information on all transactions affecting the Chimota Forest. And a bit of that letter from the Minister here, and I read and it says, the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Honorable Samuel Abujina Paul, Member of Parliament, has on Thursday, 26th of May 2022, requested for the information on all transactions affecting the 1,185 acres of land acquired by the state in 1927 and constituted a forest reserve in 1930 under the name Achimota Firewood Plantation Forest Reserve. Now, the request follows an earlier statement by the minister to act on any improper acquisition of public lands, including the Achimota Forest lands, regardless of how they were acquired, whether now or in the past. Now, in a letter addressed to the Chief Executive Officer of the Forestry Commission, the minister has asked the commission to submit to his office within 1 week all leases granted by the Forestry Commission over the 1,185 acreage of land and any amendment or variation to those leases, as well as any subleases or assignment granted over any part of that land. In a separate letter addressed to the Executive Secretary of the Lands Commission,